That's the end of this episode of Rock and Ramble with Lucia and Glenn. If you liked what you heard, come and find us on Facebook at Lucia and Glenn. We're also at www.luciaandglenn.com. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Please do that. So until the next episode, we out of here. We out of here. We out of here.
You?
I'm fine. And you?
A camera or no?
I have a camera. It's off. Let's see. Can you see me now? Okay.
I thought I was looking in the mirror.
No, not at all. All right. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to record this. And then when we're done with it, we're going to...
Well, let me ask if, our background is clear.
How does our background look to you?
It's a bit foggy, or.
I'm not worried.
But I see you very well. So.
Hang on a second. Let me see.
It's just the background that is a little bit.
Hold on 1 second. Audio and video settings.
Blur. Why is it on blur?
It's blurred. Yeah, yeah. But now it's better. It's better. Yes.
But see, I could put different backgrounds on here. You know.
Wow. Oh, I thought it. Is this your home, or?
Yeah, it's our house. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, how we do this is we do the interview, we put it up on our blogging site, and then whoever visits the site, they get to see it. But we have like specific questions that we ask every band that we interview. He came up with them, so don't yell at me.
Okay, I can blame him.
Throw him under the bus. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let me find my little record button. There we go. Let's see. There we go. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Up Close and Personal with Lucia and Glenn. Mm-hmm. I'm Lucia, this is Glenn, for those of you that are brand new to our channel. And today, we are time warping 6 hours ahead, almost in tomorrow, with our friend Andres from the band Detonator. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, I am very fine.
How's the weather?
The weather has been quite cold for the last couple of weeks, so we have a bit of we have snow here now. So actually, I was
skiing in Sweden.
Yeah, I was doing some cross country skiing today. Actually, so
I'm jealous. I don't know how to ski.
You have to learn how to ski. But she's too old to learn how to ski, I think.
Really?
Oh. No. <Yeah. laughs> Tell us how Detonator all came into play.
Well, it started many years ago. We were actually it started in the 90s. We were a few guys. We liked to play heavy music. We were quite fond of the thrash metal, which was quite new at that time. And we really enjoyed it. So we spent many weekends in the rehearsal room, and we had a band called Virus at that time. We had a couple of gigs, and so and we had Victor, which is now our lead singer. He was at that time playing drums. I was doing the vocals, and yeah, we had really a good time. We were young and very excited.
Band Virus, that, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, we had several names at that time. We changed name quite a few times, but Virus was actually the last name we had when we actually splitted around 96 or so. I went to another city for studying. Also, Victor was moving to another city. I mean, we were based in Stockholm at that time. That was really the beginning, and we actually had a very long break for about 13 years or so. After, in 2009, we said that, okay, let's do something again. So I and Victor, we were starting to write more new music again, and we made, well, the technology had changed a lot and developed from what we used in the 90s was that we use simple tapes to record our music. Towards in 2009, the possibilities to make better recordings were much it was much easier to make better recordings. So we started to develop more music, new music, and we started just we two, both of us, and we. But we put some new material together. It was very simple, very primitive, but we enjoyed it a lot. And we made a few records that were put on MySpace or whatever. It was not really on Spotify and things like that at that time. I think we started at MySpace, and then we had one demo called Broken Spine in 2010, and we had a Fragile Thought in 2012. And these were very early recordings. We were not so happy with the sound, so we actually took these records away from all social medias, because we have a very, it was quite good songs actually, but the sound was, we were not so happy with the sound. So it was actually not until, yeah, we met Jocke, which is now our lead guitarist. He, we met him at a concert, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax were playing in Gotham, and he was also the guitarist back in the 90s. So, but we haven't seen him for many years, and we talked. I met him and I talked to him. I asked him to join the band again, and that we have changed the name to Detonator at that time. He was quite positive, but we. After 1 year, I think he had to think about it for about 1 year. Then he called us and said, that, okay, guys, let's do something together. That was really nice. And we, of course, we were very happy. So when he came, and then we had Henrik came just after Jocke as the bass player. And that was like really when we started up. Also Jocke had a lot, and also Henrik as well, they had very much knowledge about how to create music, how to record. We bought much better equipment for recording stuff and things like that, so we could produce much more like the music with much better quality and the recording. So like from 2013, we were like together, all of us. So it was very nice. So that's like the beginning or the early days of Detonators, so to say.
Gotcha. Oh, thrash metal, you like some Megadeth?
Yeah, we like Megadeth, et cetera. Yeah, of course, yeah, these American bands that really were starting from the beginning of the thrash metal era was like gods for us, of course. So all of us like that type of music. And
I'm digging Metallica and Megadeth. He begs to differ on Metallica. He says they're too old, but
okay. No, I just feel I've never become too old for this music. So my style has not really changed since 30 years ago. But it's just
30 years ago. He doesn't look that old.
One of our favorite bands is from Sweden. You know Sister Sin?
Sorry?
Sister Sin.
Have you ever heard of them?
Sister Sin.
Sister Sin.
I have heard the name, but I have
friends with the whole band. Stockholm. Yeah, they're from Stockholm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're friends with the whole band.
There are a lot of bands and good music from Sweden. Actually, it's
a lot of great
not yeah yeah really they are. I think Sweden is a country with good musicians and
yes.
a lot of like famous artists. Yeah.
So let me ask you, what was life like before pandemic? Were you out doing shows? Were you just recording? Were you pitching your stuff on Spotify?
Yeah, we basically focus on pitching things on Spotify and other social medias. That's several reasons for that. I mean, we have families, we have a lot of other things that we have to focus on as well. Like we have to remember that we are like amateurs, and we are actually, this is like our hobby. It's a very exciting hobby though, but so we focus on pitching our stuff on social medias, but we have had the last few years we have had one live show. We are missing a drummer in the band, so we were but we had a time when we could we had a drummer called Joakim Wallgren. He is now the drummer of Amon Amarth, which is a very big death metal band. Yes.
Oh my God.
He, and that was before he became really famous, and he was playing with us as a session drummer. So we have actually played with him on stage, and that was so fantastic. And that's a fantastic guy. He was so incredible. Not only a fantastic drummer, he was a fantastic guy. Like,
I can remember that show.
So fun to have.
Yeah, I can remember that show. He was there with Butcher Babies. They were there with Metal Church, which it was funny because when we're walking the crowd, somebody from Metal Church was right behind me, and Glenn goes, "Lucia, don't move." Like, what? I go, "Which one of them is behind me?" I turn around, the guy from Metal Church was there. And then we saw them again, and they knew who we were. They remembered because we had gotten Glenn's phone out. We said, "Here, sign this." And they're like, "What?"
So I autographed my phone.
Yeah, with a digital pen. Oh. And we still have those pictures, boy.
Wow.
I had a picture of them on stage, and then they had a meet and greet, and I gave each one of them the pen from my note. And they wrote right on the screen.
Wow,
their autographs.
Yeah, they're like, "This is the first time we've ever done this." It's like,
but Amon Amarth was there, and they were really, really
good.
Yeah,
they
had the Viking, Viking theme, yeah. So
how about now? Like, I know we're still going through the pandemic and all, but what about now?
Yes.
Are you guys doing streaming or?
Yeah, now we are, well, of course, now we are focusing on promoting our new EP, which was you also took part of. And so that's one important thing for us now, to see the reactions of that one. And as we put some effort on that, we will also spend some time on like putting like homemade videos on our YouTube channel.
Awesome.
Also with our latest release, with some music, some playthroughs, and so we have started up that work. So that's quite fun, actually. With today's technology, you can do so much from home, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we, because we are living also somewhat in different cities. We have a couple of Jukka and Henrik, they are living in Stockholm. I'm a little bit outside of Stockholm, and Victor, he is actually living more in south of Sweden. But we are used to work on from distance. That's we of course continue with that, but I think that is one thing of our near future, and then we also of course already now have started to write new material for upcoming releases and so on. So we are always have like producing new material. That's an ongoing process. Yeah,
we've been to over 25 different countries, and we keep saying, "Gotta go to Sweden. Gotta go to Sweden." Mm-hmm. We'll eventually make it once international waters are open back up again.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us how many songs on your EP, and where can I get one?
So, we have 5 songs on the new EP. Yes, and
Far From Fallen, right?
Far From Fallen, yes. And actually, just to we have like, as you may have noticed, we have we haven't released any music since 2015. So we have had a few years where we actually have not been. We have been working hard all these 5 years for making this release to make it happen, but we have spent a lot of time on making the production better, and it has been much up and downs. We have produced very much ourselves this time, and that is we have learned a lot about mixing and things like that, spent much more time on that, so we have We have said to each other several times the last few years that, well, now we are ready for a release, but then something came up that just made it that we have to improve things further. So we haven't, I think much of these songs have been produced or written in like 2016, 17, and they have been like more or less ready, but we have developed them, and we have made the sound better and improved the sound step by step during these years. And well, it was not until the end of last year we felt that, okay, now we are actually ready to release it.
I am definitely enjoy listening to Slaves of the Sun. I think out of all of them, that one and Parabolica, he hasn't heard them yet, but you know, I'm learning to get into trash metal more because, you know, when you listen to like Metallica and Megadeth, it's over and over and over again, it's like, come on, there's got to be something better. And when I compare you guys to In Flames, you guys are like right there. It's so good.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Slaves to the Sun is a very good track, and we are very happy about that. Definitely. That was one of the early the songs that were written several years ago, and we actually made a short release of it already in 2018, but we also found just after the release that, well, it's something with the sound. We are not happy with it. So we took it away from the social medias. So it was out for a short time, a short period of time, actually. It was official. But we especially our bassist, he's very, very, to him, he can hear if something is wrong with the sound. So he came back and said that, well, it doesn't sound very good. We can make it better. So we took it away, we remixed it, and released it together with the other songs on this EP. Yeah, so, but it's a good song, yeah.
Giving it a listen.
Oh, yeah.
And, we can go to Sweden.
Yeah, definitely. I'm game. So if we were to travel to Sweden, and then, of course, we'll let you go after this, where would you tell us to go? Name your top 3 tourist attractions.
Wow. Oh, that's a
anywhere
good question. Well, I think definitely you should visit Stockholm, of course, the capital of Sweden. Well, it's a nice city. It's especially in the summer, because you have the. It's
the museum I should go to.
Sorry?
A Viking museum.
Viking. Yeah, we have actually kind of museums from the Viking era. It's Stockholm is very nice, and we have Yeah, we have. I think also the northern part of Sweden is worth to visit, of course. And there, I would probably recommend to go there in the winter when you have the ice hotel.
Oh, all right.
Which is quite famous, but yeah, I have never been there, but I think for tourists, it's of course very, very exotic.
Nice.
To be there.
No, but if anybody wants to hear more of Detonator, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Bandcamp, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, mm-hmm. SoundCloud, and of course, last but not least, which I always get it confused, the pestwebzine.com. That's a new one.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Real nice talking to you today, Andres.
And thank you too. And we are very glad to note that you have broadcasted our music.
Absolutely.
We're very happy about that.
We listen to anything. This one these days, he's, you know, he listens to Eminem and he's listening to Iggy. I'm breaking it up and saying, no, we're listening to this idiot.
I was always metal. Who listens to that?
You!
Now I found some white rappers.
God help us. I got to find indie rappers and get rid of that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you enjoy the rest of your year. We're going to send you a recording of the interview.
Yeah.
And you can use it.
And then we'll check
want.
Back in with you 6 months from now. We'll do it again.
Thank you very much. And also keep an eye on our social medias. We will also add your site on our social media.
Thank you
very much. Your site is spreading.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You be good.
Take care, boss.
Thank you. Take care.
Jeez, what am I gonna do tonight? Better check out for the latest food and drink specials first. I know, I'm gonna log on to oneway2fun.com. That's the word, one way, the number two, fun.com. Now this is the best resource to find where those local specials are, as well as what kind of entertainment's out there with my favorite local bands. Want to join me? You gotta go to onewaytofun.com today!
Check out Audubon Title and Tag. Quick, convenient, and affordable. We are located right off of exit 182, Interstate 81 South. There's no potholes between the interstate and us. Check out our website at www.audubontags.com. We'll catch you driving fast.
AudubonTags.com 570-468-3529. Visit AudubonTags.com now.
That's the end of this episode of Rock and Rumble with Lucia and Glenn. If you liked what you heard, come and find us on Facebook at Lucia and Glenn. We're also at www.luciaandglenn.com. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Please do that. So until the next episode, we out of here. We out of here. We out of here.